that teaches every little boy and girl to earn as much as they can possibly, then turn around and spend it foolishly. We created as a credit card mess. We spend the money that we don't possess. Our religion is to go and blow it all. So it's shopping every Sunday at the mall. All we ever want is more. I love all that we have before. So take me to the nearest shore. Can you hear it ring? It makes you wanna sing. It's such a beautiful thing. Cause yeah, your life's like diamond rings. The happiness it brings. You live like a king with lots of money and things. When you're broke, go and get a loan. Take out another mortgage on your home. Consolidate so you can afford to go and spend some more when you get bored. All we ever want is more. I love more than we have before. So take me to the nearest shore. Can you hear it ring? It makes you.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, good afternoon. This is Cash Flow. Or should we rename it Cash Out? Many people have asked, what is the name of that song? That is Shania Twain. And it's called Ching? Cha-ching. Okay, got it. I have with me this afternoon the co-host of this program, James Martin. Hello, are we? Did I hear something here? James Martinez, you there?
I am here.
Oh, I heard a little glitch in my ear, and I thought you weren't there for a second. It scared me. I want to talk about today, James, how people can actually start eliminating their credit card debt. We've talked a lot about the current market situations, the economy, the doom and gloom, but I want to get into more of the meat as to how people can actually call up on the telephone. And again, I'll stress, this is all above board. There is nothing slight about this or cutting any corners, or you're not going to have somebody beating down your door with warrants in hand. No, this is all perfectly legal and safe to do. We've been victimized by the credit situation out there. So, James, I want to get into some more particulars here about the NAES program, not only about, folks, if you're up for it, we can eliminate all your credit card debt. I mean, that's no deals with the credit card company. It's a letter that's sent out and says, ain't going to do it. But there's also credit card elimination debt percentage. I go in there and battle with these people to cash out your account, make them take a dollar amount, and that is it. So I want to get into more specifics about that today, James.
Right on. We can do that. First thing. This particular program is designed so you can do it at home. First thing you're going to need is a home computer and a telephone. The process is based upon probably 6 or 7 years of research by people that have started off wanting to challenge the credit cards in their own game so people could obviously eliminate their credit card debt and kind of get their cash back in order. The first thing they probably need to do is probably check out the website www.naes.cc. Review that. And then once a person's done that and they've kind of got a gist of who the company is and how it works, what they need to do is probably talk to me directly. And I'm going to go ahead and get that number out. It's 310-201-6536. That is my office number. Feel free, anybody that is interested in getting rid of their credit card debt from credit cards such as Capital One, American Express, B of A, Wells Fargo, all those things. And obviously I'm going to get into a little bit more of that as we go here.
All righty. We'll take the break here. Be back with your host here, John Stattmiller, and co-host James Martinez. His email is getdebtreliefnow@gmail.com. His phone number, he just said it, and I'll repeat it, 310-201-6536. We'll be right back.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permanent hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials. Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Over the past several years, Debt Relief Educational Service, or DRES, has been servicing individuals who have unsecured debt, primarily credit card debt. They accomplish this by providing powerful choices to the members. Now, these choices provide them with the best alternative solution to bankruptcy, consolidation, and other remedies that have been proven to be detrimental to their financial situations. To date, DRES has helped thousands of people obtain significant debt relief and restore the incredible amount of freedom back to their lives. Now, the procedures that allow you to accomplish those objectives have been working successfully for over 5 years now. Now, the staff at this company we're talking about here, folks, is who they are. They're former bank compliance division experts, resource and financial education specialists who have personal experience in utilizing these procedures from start to finish. These procedures include consumer remedies based on 12 CFR, that's the Code of Federal Regulations, the Fair Credit Billing Act, which was taken from the Title 15 of the USC, and other applicable federal laws. Additionally, for people with credit concern issues, they provide an educational tutorial based on consumer protection laws, as well as a partnership with the nation's leading credit repair organizations. Now, DRES takes a cutting-edge approach into the industry, which is greatly untapped. There are millions of Americans. And that is If we had billions.
An understatement.
Yeah, I was just going to say that. There are millions of Americans who suffer from having too much unhealthy debt in their lives. And we offer an opportunity for people to recapture an enormous part of their personal and financial freedom by eliminating this condition. And to date, do you have a handle on how much credit card relief people have gotten so far?
With that company, it's well over $200 million at this particular point. I mean, before I was doing it on my own, I probably had at least $10 million, and that's somebody calling me right now probably for help. I started off basically doing large volumes like that with other groups of people, but this company has done way, way, way over $200 million in terms of being able to eliminate and or settle. And it's done, basically, those laws that you mentioned is how it is done. It's done through a letter-writing campaign that the individual starts from home. They're taught how to send the letters, what to say in the letters, what to expect when they get back from the letters, how to deal with the creditors when they're calling, what to expect, what to plan ahead for. See, the good and the best part about this particular company is we can tell you what's going to happen 3 months from now. So it's kind of we can tell you your future based upon the card, the amount, what state you're in, statistically speaking, what we've seen before with other people in the same situation. So a person comes with $40,000 and they have, you know, credit card A, B, C, D, E, and there's in such and such a state. We already know what's going to happen, what kind of mail they're going to receive, what arguments to use, and how to educate somebody to, one, kind of get their self-esteem back so they understand what happened to them and eliminate, one, their issue with their relationship to what they think is debt versus what we know is not necessarily the case at all. It's alleged debt, and a person is kind of carried through conference calls, emails, if necessary, one-on-one counseling to kind of take them through the maze, that's what it feels like to them, so they can get back up on their feet. And by this time, as soon as somebody starts, they can legally stop making payments right away, which is for some people is like a huge relief in itself right there, because they're saving hundreds if not thousands of money that's going out to nothing. And once the dispute starts, they're going to be holding on to their cash, and basically they'll be organizing all the letters that they'd be sending out in kind of a fashion which they know this letter means this, what it's for, and what the receiving letters that come in are saying. Every step they have someone there to assist them and educate them.
Well, and folks, you got to pay attention to the new bankruptcy laws. It used to be in this country that if you filed bankruptcy and you deep sixed, you went under, that was that. But after 7 failed attempts and it was an absolutely massive lobbying, largely by banks and credit card companies, I'll get the words out today, I promise. The Abuse Prevention and Consumer Protection Act of 2005, by the way, just for your edification, if you want to go look it up, it was Senate Bill 256. It was signed into law by Mr. Bush on April 20th of 2005, and most provisions of the law are effective October 17th of 2005. So in other words, folks, what it basically was that if you filed bankruptcy, even though that you may have been using your credit cards in support of your business or just trying to support yourself and your business was failing, or for whatever happened to you, the reason why you had to file bankruptcy, it didn't matter. They cut the credit card debt, put that aside. You can't file bankruptcy on credit card debt. Now, okay, if you're filing bankruptcy right now and you can't include your credit card debt, what does that mean to the individual out there, James? They're still liable for that credit card debt, and they've got them trapped.
Yeah, when that happened, that changed everything for consumers completely. There's a lot of other companies out there that the one thing they fail at is customer service for somebody that is, say, you know, $35,000, $40,000 in debt, and they hear this show, they're probably going to think, well, this can't be possible. But it is. I've worked with thousands of people and counseled thousands on how to do this, and this company certainly does not leave you in the dust, as many people do. When the going gets tough is when they're actually at their best. Because the good part about this, as I tell all the members that I've dealt with and continue to deal with, is when they're going through this, we already know what's going to happen to your account with pretty much accuracy. So the member, when they're joined, they're already, not only have they been told way in advance how to protect themselves, but we can even tell them what letters are going to be coming and what they're going to say and what that really means to the individual. But also, more importantly, for each individual, they can plan ahead what they want to do. Because I've got people come in and they're going to take it all the way, and if necessary, if that means going to court, they will do so, and they will be led through and educated on how to deal that. And then I got other people that come in that want to take it to a certain point and kind of resist paying any settlement until it's the last moment, and then at which time they either do it themselves or they bring in the sister company to come in and do it for them. Mm-hmm. Either or is totally up to them, because everybody's different with a different financial thing, and all of that stuff is done in private. So
yeah, it's not a one size fits all deal. It's okay, here's the deal. Either you fit into it or you don't. There are different packages and different ways to approach this. And I want to remind people as well, and I think we mentioned this the other day, that credit card companies and their interest rates are not regulated by law. You people out there in the adjustable rate mortgages, this is the closest you've got to those kind of shenanigans, that it's whatever the banks or the mortgage companies want to charge you. I'm sure there is a cap on that. I'm not sure exactly what that is, but most people are familiar with 30-year fixed mortgages, whatever. But that would be like having a 30-year fixed mortgage on your house. One day you get a letter from the bank and saying, oh, well, your rate's not 5 3/4 anymore. We just upped it to 7 or 8%. And there's nothing you can do about it. The reason why credit card companies right now, and I've got to say that under the new federal guidelines, almost everyone who's carrying a credit card balance right now can expect higher minimum payments before the end of the year. Now, minimum payments, ladies and gentlemen, is meaning you're just paying on the interest. You're not touching the principal, okay? And the interest still accrues. If you've got a large outstanding balance on a credit card, and you're just making minimal payments, absolute minimum payments to keep you out of the credit reporter's dregs out there, it can take you 20 to 30 years to pay off a card. In the meantime, you're paying Guido the juice every payment you make every month to that credit card company. So they're not regulated, folks, and they need to be. They needed to be regulated right out of the chute. I don't think, James, there's any argument about that.
Absolutely not.
But, you know, in South Dakota, there's a reason why all these credit card companies, they run everything out of South Dakota, because South Dakota is the only state in the union that will not regulate credit card fees that they charge, the percentages on your accounts. That's why that if you miss a payment, you're late on a couple of payments with a credit card company, you turn around, you get a notice from them, oh, well, we just upped your rates. And you know what? There's not a doggone thing you can do about it. Nothing. You are part of the contract. That's their fine print. They can move those rates around at will. And time was when the credit, the liquidity out there in the markets, James, was a little bit better. If you had a higher interest rate on your card, you could challenge the credit card company. And sometimes you can get them to lower the interest on your credit card. Sometimes you couldn't, depending on who you talk to, what kind of a day they had, you know, if the dog peed on the carpet before they left for work. You know, it just depended. But sometimes you could get a reduction in your credit card percentage. But not anymore. I mean, it's getting to the point where these credit card companies, they see what's coming, the tsunami, the perfect storm out there, the financial crisis that is still rippling around the world, and wait till we get it back here, folks. It is not going to be pleasant, but needless to say that they're going to be more demanding on this. So, you know, no matter what option you take here, if you want to totally eliminate your credit card debt, or if you want to strike a deal, get you 50 cents, 60 cents off on the dollar, on your credit card debt right now. Don't think for a minute that that credit card company is going to turn you down, because they're looking for cash as well. They don't want you deep sixing or just rolling over and not being able to pay them at all. They can get a judgment against you, but they can't get blood out of a turnip. We'll take the break here. Be back with...
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Back. Sorry for the late return here. We have a caller. No, we don't. What happened? She what? She's too shy. So how am I supposed to know that the question or the information I brought up yesterday and she wanted a clarification on it, how am I supposed to know what it was? Folks, you don't even have to use your real name when you call in. James, people are skittish about this, aren't they?
A lot of them, because they psychologically are, by the time usually I talk to them, they've either had collectors on them, they're in big trouble, and they always get on the phone with me, and they almost apologize to me and tell me what happened and why they got that way, like I am going to reprimand them or something. And it already tells me what kind of psychological state they're in, because this is a completely new kind of paradigm shift in thinking, where instead of taking it from them, now you're going to turn it around and you're going to start giving it to them. In other words, you start asking the credit card company questions, and it's a whole switcher in consciousness. I know you were mentioning before about how large this issue is, and you know the parameters of it. But I tell you from experience that the courts in the United States are full of credit card cases, full, from people that either just can't make it anymore, they're defaulting, they're getting sued. All the collection companies in the United States, there's about between 10 and 15 big ones, and they're all tied in with the credit bureaus, and they're all tied in with the kind of collection attorneys associated with them, and they're all in on this together. They all know who everybody is. There's so many accounts that are in default that most of the time people that are getting collection letters or letters from attorneys or something like that, and that's already occurring now, they haven't even ID'd the correct account because the administrative procedure, because of so many accounts, they're getting it wrong, even letters that are coming to people's houses, because they're just overwhelmed.
Well, and I can understand people's trepidations, because anybody that's ever been victimized by the Internal Revenue Service, it's the same thing. You don't know what to do. Here's somebody from the government contacting you and threatening to, and I've seen this happen, James. I mean, it is absolutely horrible. They threaten with foreclosures. They threaten to guarantee your wages, attach your bank accounts. I have had people, and in a case, a Dixon Cannon case out of Fort Worth, Texas, he owned a company, and he was not collecting the federal income taxes from the people themselves. And his position was, I'm not going to be a tax collector for the IRS, but he instructed his employees. He said, look, this is on your head. I'm going to give the responsibility to you, whether you pay your taxes or whether you don't, how you handle your affairs. He says, but I'm out of being the tax collector, which is what the IRS has done with businesses across the country. They set them up to be the tax collectors. So he says, I'm not going to do it. Well, I saw the reaction from a lot of people. There have been studies that have been done, James. And it's the same mentality, this is why I'm talking about it, is that people, they did some polls that would you much rather be in a car accident or deal with the IRS? Most people would risk death rather than tangle with the IRS.
And I completely believe that. That's,
about that. And the credit card things, it is the same thing, because even though they don't have the power, say, that the IRS does, you have judgments that are put against you, liens can be put against you. You miss credit card payments, all of a sudden, boom, your interest rates have been increased dramatically, or they can limit the credit amount on your cards. It's all manipulated, and it's all at their will. And by doing nothing about this, this must be the big thing for people out there. They don't know what to do. They're going to keep struggling. They're going to keep worrying. They're going to keep spending sleepless nights. They're going to be pulling their hair out, trying to get any money that they can to pay these credit cards off. And it is not going to help you. If, in fact, you're facing an employment situation, say that you're going to be cut back in hours or benefits, or maybe even your job is gone, that credit card debt is never going to go away. You're never going to be able to, even though, like, say, James in the state of Texas here, you can file for bankruptcy and still keep your house. Well, that's fine, but when it comes around to something like the credit card companies, they go out and they give these accounts to attorneys. They slap liens all over you. You're in a perpetual paper nightmare that you can never get out of. And rather than being a victim of circumstance that they're creating for you, turn the tables. You start taking control of your own financial life, and you can do it, and it's legal. You can stop this terrorizing. I hasten to use the word terrorism, but it's often misused today. But
you know what, I want to let everybody know that it's a purely a state of mind. Many years ago, I had a woman call me up who was in her early 80s, and I didn't even know why she wanted to do this, but somehow she heard about us, learned about it, and wanted to go for it, and she beat them all. She beat them all just by learning it.
Yep, and that's what you have to do, folks. Educate yourself. That is the most important tool that you have against shysters and con artist is knowledge, your education, your power. Take a stand, folks. Turn the tables on them. You can do it. 310-201-6536 is the number you want to call. Damn it.
Listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permanent hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car and a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept.
Knob Creek Gun Range invites you to come out and support the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, the country's biggest machine gun and military gun show. The three-day event is October 12th, 13th, and 14th at Knob Creek, Kentucky, where the public can participate in the high-power action. Thousands attend this semi-annual event. This is a must-see for all gun enthusiasts and collectors. There will be hundreds of vendors for every type of firearm and accessory available in the marketplace today. Go to www.machinegunshoot.com for all the scheduled events and directions to Knob Creek, Kentucky. On-site camping facilities available, or go to www.machinegunshoot.com for hotel and motel accommodations. Only $10 admission fee per day, $5 for 12 and under. Knob Creek Gun Range is also open year-round for your shooting enjoyment. Call 502-922-4457 for more information or visit www.machinegunshoot.com.
Remember the show? Oh, brand new show, brand new bumper music. I think I said a little potty word before. I'm trying to get the timing down on this music, and there's something weird that doesn't happen on any other program. When the music ends, I think it's gone into commercial, but the mic's still open. All right. Well, throw something.
Bloopers on RBN.
I'm telling you, throw something at me. and then we were coming back in the break. I thought the pot was down. He's throwing a roll of toilet paper at me, folks. All right, let's go. Get me out of this. Let's go to the phones. Mike in Minnesota. Hello, Mike.
Hi, gentlemen.
Hi.
Am I coming through okay?
Yes.
Good.
Hey, Mike.
Hi. I'm really glad you came on with your information here. This is really kind of opening my eyes. I am a sole proprietor, small business, and I use a lot of credit cards. And recently, I want to say probably about a year ago, I got into a little bit of trouble with the law, and I watched my rates go from about between 9 and 14% all the way up to 27. And they did this across the board, whether I was, like late on a payment or not. Is there
That's
any
right.
point to writing them a letter and just simply telling them, this is what I'm willing to do, or I'm just going to refinance?
What do you mean refinance?
move it to a different card? You know, something where
you can do that. You can do that. But I'll tell you one thing right now, depending upon those banks, I can almost guarantee you what happened to you is called the Universal Credit Card Agreement. And what happens if you – I don't know what happened. You don't need to go into specifically. But if you are late on a payment by a day or two on one card and you've been in perfect standing and all the other cards that have nothing to do with that – are the little red flag goes up, all the interest rates go on up on all of them, and they keep them there sometimes for 6 months and sometimes permanently. I wouldn't even bother. You can competitively switch around your cards, and there's other banks that probably send you stuff in the mail saying, oh, transfer over for this, transfer over the amount, and after 6 months we'll lower the interest rate. Some of them do that, some of them don't. But if you, it depends upon how much debt you have, your historical history of payments, and also remember, if you refinance, they will take that as a negative on your credit report because they're going to go in and decide whether or not you're worthy of doing business with, which is stupid because if they sent you something in the mail or they've called you, they shouldn't be wasting your time by potentially damaging your credit report by offering you something. It's like me coming to you and say, hey, you want to do business with me? With my bank, I'm going to lower your interest rate, and then what I'm going to do, before I even agree to it, I'm going to pull your credit report, then I'm going to decide for myself. But I'm offering you this. So it's kind of like, wait a minute. They're not telling you the whole story there. I would not do that necessarily. If you want to call me, I could go into specifics for you. You don't have to go and do it on air if you don't want to. But what happened to you is very common.
Let me ask you something, Mike. How much credit card debt are you talking about here?
We are probably talking about, let me think here, $25,000 over three cards.
Okay. That's a little above average, but
I use them for business. It's really what I use them for.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm looking at, you know, I'm sitting at about 24% average across the board now.
Ooh.
And I'm really, you know, getting tired of paying this kind of interest.
Yeah.
And I'm up to date on my payments and stuff and prepay them and all that good stuff, but the interest rate never seems to come down. And I, you know, it's like I really need this to keep operating.
Right.
But at the same token, if I'm, you know, doing my job and making my payments and plus some, and I am, you know, the balances are consistently falling.
Right.
What would I do, you know, to strong arm these card companies into giving me a reduction in this interest rate, you know, in order to keep doing business with me?
Well, you'd have to transfer the balances over to a competitive bank for a lower interest rate. But, like I mentioned to you, you will get penalized for doing
that.
They're
going to hit you for 3% right off the top.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Well, they're going to hit you on your credit report for even, well, that too, and they're going to investigate you first, and then that'll go an inquiry on your credit reports, all three of them, and then, it's crazy to me that companies come to you, they say, we're going to do it for lower interest rate, but we have to check it out first. We're offering you this, and they say you've pre-qualified, but you're actually not, so you got to call them, give them your social security number, they run your credit report, you have a little ding on there from an inquiry, and they have the power at that point to say yes or no.
What would you suggest as an alternative way of, you know, I guess doing business, you know, essentially in the business market today, where I deal with, it's, you know, you need to have either cash up front sitting in a bank account that they can access, or
Let me ask you this question. How are you using your credit cards with your business? Why is it such an integral part of your business?
Probably just because cash flow.
Okay.
Just issues in cash flow. You know, it's for instance, you know, if I buy a product and pay for it with my Discover card, then I get an extra, I get 5% back on it.
But if you're paying
the product purchase.
But if you're paying 24% and you subtract the 5% that you get kicked back, you're still paying 19%.
Right,
yeah.
But if you keep, essentially, this all started as, you know, about, I want to say 5 years ago, everything was blanked. There was no outstanding balances. I had no credit cards at all.
Mm-hmm. What type of business do you do?
Electronics.
Okay. All right. Well, I would suggest, and because what we're going to enter in here is more particulars about you and your business and your application of your cards and everything like that, and I'm sure you don't want that out over the airwaves. But suffice it to say, just give James a call at 310-201-6536, and he will take the time, go through your entire situation and your problems, and he will be of assistance to you, guaranteed.
I appreciate that.
All right.
Thank you.
Well, I thank you for your call, Mike.
Yeah, take care, Mike.
It's kind of funny because, you know, unless somebody wants to call up on the program and doesn't give a tinker's hoot about their information, that's fine. But, you know, a lot of people are hesitant. You know, this is a very private matter. This is almost entering James into the realm sometimes of marital disputes or, you know, getting into personal family stuff. I mean, it's that sensitive sometimes, and psychologically people have a barrier against doing that, and we understand and appreciate that. That's why we've reminded you repeatedly, folks, no matter what information that you share with us, that is not going anywhere. That information is not given to anybody else. There's nobody banging on the door demanding that we know your financial situations and all of your circumstance. We don't give out information. We don't sell it. We don't turn you over to another company. You don't get phone calls, emails, anything else. You are regarded as just think of it this way. It's like the lawyer-client privilege. Nobody is privy to your information except the people that you're dealing with, and that's it. So don't be hesitant about calling and engaging and taking care of this credit problem, because James, I don't think I can even adequately explain, because there has never been a situation, the perfect storm here in this country, the way we're looking at it right now. The tax base is leaving because the middle class is being crunched. Their jobs are being shipped overseas. The prices of commodities, food, everything is going to be spiraling out of control. Inflation is already running close to 12%. Don't listen to the Wall Street boys here, because they're putting on a happy face so they can do one more trade stock deal with you. No, it is the perfect storm. And the only thing I can equate this to is 1929. But the difference in 29 versus 2007, we had no national debt, folks. We're $100 trillion in the hole. You know, and you people out there that have been on fixed incomes, Medicare, Medicaid, all of these things, the government can't pay for it anymore, and they can't find anybody worldwide to sell the debt to so they can keep up their entitlement programs. And it's a sorry state of affairs. If you look at our Constitution, it doesn't say. They took the general welfare clause and they put their own spin on it. The welfare state, people that have become dependent on the government for medical and other issues, no. The government should have never been in retirement benefits. They should have never been in the medical benefits. They should have never been in anything like that. And they've spent us into a hole that's $100 trillion deep. How much longer do you think you're going to be getting your checks from the government? So
yeah, that's Section 8, total insanity.
It is, and you know, I mean, think about this, folks. We're engaged in a war right now. We're spending billions of dollars a day while this country is going down the tubes here, and we're facing possible, it's in the recession stage right now. But there are some economists out there that are predicting that this is going to go global. It's going to be a depression. Now, keep in mind something. Back in 1929, it wasn't because the government had spent us into a hole and we didn't have any money and we had to sell debt to everybody else on this planet to keep paying our bills here at home. We didn't have that debt. And simply what happened in 1929 is the banks took the money out of circulation. Just as you're seeing a credit crunch here today, only for different reasons. They extracted the money out of the system. They weren't making any mortgage loans. Nothing was going on. And they just extracted that liquidity out of the markets, and it stayed out of the markets until we entered into World War II. And even after World War II, folks, I mean, we fought a world war, and we still had a manageable debt after World War II. And it stayed that way till through the 50s and the 60s, and all of a sudden, Well, somebody discovered the open-ended checkbook in Washington, D.C., and they managed to get us $100 trillion in the hole. Now, that is insanity. There has never been a situation like that here in this country. It is the worst scenario that I have ever seen or witnessed.
Oh, absolutely. That gentleman that called is typical of many people that I've spoken to, that 25,000 is about the norm. They're kind of conditioned to think that's okay because they need it for their business. So that particular interest rate now is unless he wins the lottery or some, you know, runs into a bunch of cash, that's going to get worse. It usually does.
Well, and also think of this, and I don't know if Mike considered this, but if there's a downturn in business and his cash flow decreases, that 24% he's paying on that credit card right now, it's going to come to a head. And I'm sure he considered that before he made that call into the program today.
Absolutely.
But that is what's going to happen across the board out there. You're already starting to see the retail sales in what I refer to as Wally World, Walmart, the box store. See, folks, right. we didn't have corporations before that controlled entire sectors of this economy. We didn't have these corporate giants that own just about everything. If you take a look at structured companies, major corporations, take a look at who their satellite companies are, who their subsidiaries are. They're controlling a lot of money. They're controlling a lot of the economy out there. And, you know, I don't have to tell you. I went through this before in an explanation, but I've told people, I said, you know, after World War II, things changed dramatically in this country. We became an upwardly mobile country. We were building freeways. All of a sudden, the cities started to empty out because we were building this wonderful new thing called tract housing. You know, I mean, you take a look at America today. In the major cities, hardly anybody lives in the major cities anymore. But who's stuck in the major cities are the people that have less money, less job opportunity, whatever. They put some derogatory terms on that. After all said and done, but if you take a look at it, we used to have mom and pop stores. We used to have the corner luncheon stores, or the place that you could go in and they had lunch meat and, you know, whatever else, corner stores. Now you have 7-Eleven Stop and Robs, you know, on every corner. You got to go in and buy your milk or your bread or whatever, but we had specialty stores. We had, remember the hardware stores? Remember the old guy that used to run the hardware store down the street that knew just about everything, that applied to everything? You could go in there and ask him anything, and chances are he had it on the shelf. Well, no, you get to deal with True Hardware now, or companies such as that. And it's not the same. The entire business climate in this country has changed.
Totally changed. It's crazy what's going on.
Let's go to another caller here, Carol in Pennsylvania. Mm-hmm. Thanks for calling in, Carol.
Hello, John.
Hi.
Hello, James.
Hello, Carol. How you doing?
I think you're my guy. I'm not sure because I haven't been doing very much because I'm not sure what to do. I'm a loss, James.
Okay.
Anyway, I wanted to say, on one web page last week, I don't know how many people are aware, but a congressman died. And there was two congressmen, one from Ohio and I think a woman from Maryland. I think she was a congressperson or something. And they made the news, and I didn't see this other one, but on this web page, it told about this congressman dying, but they would not give his name, and they said it was under very suspicious circumstances. He was murdered, and he had to be murdered by the people running the stock market.
And why do you think that they took this guy? Now, you're talking about the congressman from Ohio?
No, I don't know where this one's from. His name is Gilmore.
Okay.
Now, then they come out, I think it was Monday or Tuesday, and said that this congressman died. He fell in his home. You know, they investigated, he fell in his home, and they were having him lay in state for a couple hours at the rotunda. That was the end of the story. But this congressman was ready to turn over information telling that they were ready to pull the stock market before the end of the month.
Very interesting.
But wow. You don't hardly hear a thing about this congressman.
Well, what's really ominous about what you said is the market's going down at the end of the month.
Well, he was coming forward to tell the people, and they said that the people running the market, have really done her up good, and by the end of the month, or before, you know, near the end of the month.
Well,
now that's what the article told, but in the main article they didn't tell his name, and I just found it out Monday or Tuesday, whatever. On the, you know, I don't watch much of the media, but that came over that he had died and he fell and injured himself.
Well, I mean, think about this. Things always happen in October, doesn't it? Stock market crash of 1929 in October. We have had the ominous signs here, and I told people last month and in July, watch out for September. Watch out. So I hope that we're wrong here, but I can see no other way out of this. This economy is going to go down, but what they're trying to convince us is that the banks and they can straighten this problem out. They cannot. They've written too many bad loans. There's too much bad paper out there, and they don't have enough securities or equities behind it to back it. So something's going to give, and it's going to be this economy. If here in this country, by the subprime mortgage rate debacle that we see right now, and the repackaging of these loans and everything else, if this is affecting the economies worldwide, you know this is a very, very serious problem. Carol, I thank you for your call. All right, we'll take the break here. Be back with my co-host here, James Martinez. We'll take some more calls right after this.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity, where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permanent hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
We've only got about 4 minutes left. Let me squeeze in another call here. Jim in Minnesota. Good afternoon, Jim.
How you doing today?
Good.
Hey, let's call the situation we're in what it really is. This is global fascism. Mussolini explained it in the 30s when he took over Italy.
Yeah, he called it corporatism, by the way.
Corporatism, known as fascism.
That's right.
That's the entire thing that we're up against right now is global fascism.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to do a little light reading, I'll recommend a book. Carol Quigley's Tragedy and Hope.
I have a copy of it. It was taken out of circulation, out of print. There's the whole global plantation idea sewn up in one little book. That was Bill Clinton's mentor, by the way.
Oh, yes. I've got the book myself, too. Mm-hmm. They're back in print with it now. I picked mine up on eBay just about a month and a half ago.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Yeah, for the longest time, I mean, I had to search globally to find a copy of that, and I found an obscure bookstore that had a copy of it. All right. Well, I appreciate the call, Jim.
Thank you very much. Have a good day.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Yeah, I was just talking during the break, James. I was talking to some people here in the network, and I said, you know, this is going to be a very, very important show very, very quickly. Because people are still tenuous out there. They're still looking at things. They're still hoping against hope that things are going to get somehow better. It's not, folks. I mean, even oil yesterday hit $80 a barrel. And if you think about transportation, how does everything move in this country? We dismantled basically the railroads, which was the cheapest and best way to ship goods long distance in this country. I remember back in the 80s and the 90s, the rails to trails. Well, we'll take all these unused railroads and these spurs and these sidings, and we'll turn them into trails so you can ride your bicycles around in. Well, you know, that's fine and dandy. Where all the freight went to was the truck lines, and now we're looking at the fuel cost of what they are, and they're going to continue to climb. These latest increases in the oil has not hit the market yet. If you've been noticing the gas prices, well, it came down maybe 20, 30 cents. For no good reason at all, because what the cost of doing business to them is continuing to go up. They've not increased their refining capacity. So you take a look at this situation. The fuel costs are going to go up. And when they do, on top of this weak economy, it's going to cost you everything that you buy off of the store shelf. I don't care what it is, folks. We're a country that runs on plastics. Well, what do you think the main ingredient in plastics is? That's right, oil. So everything is going to start increasing. And that's going to put a further strain on budgets for food, the transportation cost across the board. This is such an integrated, dependent system that you have some of these components start to falter and drop out, then the bottom drops out. And it is not a good scenario.
No, it is not. Yes, go ahead.
I was just going to say, did you type that on the screen after I said it? Okay, you did. Well, you're a smart guy because he knew exactly what I was going to say. He said not just transportation, but plastics. I didn't even read my screen. Are you reading my mind over here? I'm talking to my producer, folks, in case you don't know. At any rate, let me remind you again, folks, and I understand for some people, and I guarantee you this is going to be easier for you to do because you're going to get squeezed a little bit more. If you want to talk about your finances and what you can do to straighten them out, you need to call this man today at 310-201-6536 or email him getdebtreliefnow@gmail.com. And it'll be well worth the phone call. You will learn a lot, and hopefully you will do business. Get yourself out of debt. Get it under control, because you're the one that's going to have to take control. Always have in this country, always will. It's going to be on you, even though the circumstance may not have been of your choosing. It's going to be up to you. Thank you, James. Appreciate it. And
alrighty.
I'll see you tomorrow, sir. With